have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Merry Christmas and welcome to the show. It's Christmas time in the city. Merry Christmas, folks. From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week. It comes from John 10:30. Christ said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What does that mean? I and my Father are one. What does that mean? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you're doing, gossiping, stealing from people's porches when the packages are delivered, and make a video of it, and making fun of the people that live in the house by putting it on your camera, turning yourself, you know, making jokes on them. Or you're shooting up some school, or you're setting fires, or you're homeless, or you're Elon Musk, or just laying around at a beach. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can also listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listening line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. It is also amazing, amazing. That is Thursday again. Again, it's Thursday. And for some that might not know, Thursday, we take all calls, but Thursday it has been set aside for the Bible Thumpers because we love the Bible Thumpers. And a lot of times they call during the regular shows, too, and we take the calls, but I don't have as much time to communicate with them because it's very difficult to communicate with Bible Thumpers. And the reason for it is that they're so intellectual and they have lost their common sense of communication. meaning that they can make a statement or ask a question about the Bible, the Word, and then while you're responding to them, they're not ready or able to respond with a common sense follow-up. It's just another scripture. They're just thinking scriptures. And they truly believe that is communication. Go figure. And so we decided to set Thursday aside for Bible thumpers. Amen. And so it is Thursday. Not only is the women's forum tonight, the last meeting for the ladies tonight in this year on a Thursday night, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord! He's drunk as a bastard.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Amazing. It's mind-blowing to me for human beings to think that that has anything to do with God. The Holy Ghost language. And shouting, da-da-da-da, and hooping and hollering and running and acting crazy. And you believe that that has something to do with God. Why don't you question that? If God is a dispassionate God, and he is, what does all that have to do with God? Why don't you at least keep doing it until you see that it's insanity? It's insane. And it has nothing to do with God. I recommend it, but do what you want. Live your own hell. Live in your misery. Live in your jealousy and your strife and in your word. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in wicked and high places. As soon as you can really see that, you're going to be on your way to paradise. The battle is spiritual, and if you pay attention to what's happening inside, you learn to live with you from within. When you can live with you from within, by yourself, you'll be able to deal with the social world outside of you. Because we socialize. We are social human beings, right? You'll be able to live with that in the right way, but you got to be able to live with you first, by yourself, within yourself. I want you to notice that a whole bunch of hell is happening on earth. Hell is happening. Suicidal thoughts, school shooting, and then they claim the school shooters are due to depression or bad family life or something. And it's true. It has everything to do with the mind and emotions. If you don't overcome your imagination, if you don't overcome thoughts, if you do not overcome emotion, you're destined for hell. You're living in hell. You are living in hell. You're a miserable person. You're jealous. You're angry. You're revengeful. You are desperate. And you're living hell right here on earth. You're already dead. You're afraid to die. But you're already dead. Anyone that has anger is dead. Anyone that has anger is desperate. Anyone that has anger is miserable. Anyone that has anger has fear. anyone that has anger is dead. Is a murderer. You're a murderer. That's why human beings can't trust human beings, because human beings have anger and humans are evil. And it's bad, folks. I do lots of counseling every day with people around the world, all ages and all races, men and women, married and unmarried, and it is bad. It's so bad. And I'm seeing hell coming, and I'm like, oh, my God, I had no idea. The beauty about the hell that I see in others, it helps me to keep my eyes on myself to overcome all the hell in me. Because I see that's what's driving human beings. That's why you should not fear. That's why you should not fear, because you're fearing the hell in you and you're fearing the hell in others. Let people say and do what they want. Let them say what they want about you. They can't hurt you. There's no you to hurt. They think they're hurting you and they get a thrill, but that's just their thrill. Don't argue with the devil. Stop arguing with the devil. Inside of you and inside of others, you don't owe anyone any explanation. You owe no one, and evil people think you owe them an explanation. What the? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. If you would just only pay attention, you would see how nasty human beings are. If they can't con you by trying to make you feel good, don't they attack you? They try to make you feel bad. If they lose an argument, let's say they lose an argument, what do they do? They start to attack you personally. They're trying to get a thrill of because they're losing. Why don't you just pay attention? Slow down. Slow your roll. Walk slower. Pay attention as you're walking. Pay attention to you walking. You're walking through different doors, through the room, down the road, getting in your car. Why don't you just pay attention? Why don't you remember to pay attention? The greatest sin in life, the greatest sin in life is to forget. You forget to know. You forget to stay present. Just think about how many times you forget to stay present. I asked the staff, hey, stay present for 3 minutes. Okay. And as soon as the conversation is over, they go unconscious. And then they remember, oh, I forgot to stay present. What the greatest sin is to forget. Because if you know that when you forget, aren't you in hell? You're lost in your imagination and you're miserable. You're afraid. You're lonely. You're uncertain. You have suicidal thought. You're depressed. Aren't you? You're not happy when you forget. Now, there are people who have totally accepted evil as their own. They're one with the devil. They're like agreed with the devil. Now, they have a false sense of happiness. It's not happiness because there's no happiness in hell, right? But they have a false sense of happiness because they have agreed with the devil, and they and the devil have become one. But they're still miserable. There's no peace in hell. I wanted to give you an update on that Wisconsin school shooting that happened the other day from ABC. Investigators are continuing to pieced together the history of a 15-year-old student who opened fire Monday at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. This is from ABC 7.
On the Facebook page of the shooter's father, right here, there is a banner photo that was dated last August. And according to comments on the page, it is his teenage daughter, Natalie Rupnow, with a long gun, skeet shooting. This and numerous other social media posts and pictures are among the possible red flags being investigated tonight by police and federal law enforcement.
There are always signs of a school shooting before it occurred. Some of you have reached out about Rupnow's social media activity prior to yesterday's shooting. We're looking into her online activity.
Yellow crime scene tape that seems to stretch across America tonight remains in place here at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. In the minutes before the shootings, multiple social media posts from an account believed to be hers. This one, 15 minutes before the shooting started, showing a hand gesture that has been used by white supremacist mass shooters. Investigators tonight focusing on clues from the home where the 15-year-old shooter lived with her father, the front door ripped off by police evidence teams. These divorce court records obtained by the I-team reveal a turbulent home life with multiple parental divorces and marriages, therapy, and shifting custody arrangements. Local police have now turned over the teen's electronic equipment to FBI techs, looking for a motive and whether friends or family members had knowledge that there was an attack plot or had been warned that violence was to happen yesterday.
Amazing. I don't know her emotional state. I wasn't there. I didn't speak to her. But the one thing I can assure you, and without a doubt, if the parents are no good, the children will be no good. Meaning that the parents are angry, they have no love. If they are angry, they have no love. And no good parents create no good children. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Some things never change. It's just the way it is. When you're looking at the children, you're looking at the parents. Bad parents create bad children. Good parents create good children. And if you find me good parents, I'll eat my hat. Look at all these marriages and what the parents seem to be going through, if they're true. What do you expect the girl to do but be depressed or whatever, emotional? Here are just a few more details about this shooter out of ABC 7.
While she is seen with a long gun at this shooting club near Madison, it was a 9mm pistol that police say she used in the rampage on her new school. Investigators say they want an inventory of all the guns she had access to. Police tonight say they have not been able to verify that a 6-page declaration posted on the internet with the shooter's name on it was actually written by her. If this Google Drive linking to the pronouncement does turn out to be her suicide note, the declaration lays out numerous possible personal motives and attempted explanations for the authorities to investigate. The picture of the shooter at that gun range shows her wearing a black T-shirt that has the logo of a German band, which was a favorite of one of the Columbine high school killers. They murdered 13 people in that 1990 Colorado attack, and as with the Madison shooter, died by suicide. Whether she was motivated by the Columbine killers or just had an affinity for them, police are hoping to determine.
One thing I noticed about the story and stories like this, whenever it's white people involved, the media, the police, the investigators, they like desperately look for racist, so-called racist reason to do it, that these white people did it. But when blacks and others do it, you barely hear about it. They barely flash the news story up, but if they do, it's just a flash. But they desperately try to link it to some type of white supremacy. Why not point it out? It has everything to do with the imagination and the hatred of the heart. The anger, the hatred. It ain't the gun fault. It's not shooting at the gun range fault. It's not the type of shirt she had on fault. It's not what she wore or did not wear, what school she went to, or how many guns she had. It's of the heart. It's the anger. It's the spirit of evil that makes a home in every human being. It's the spirit of the heart that makes a home in every human being. It's evil. Evil is a driving force. And they say, well, it's mental illness. And it is, but it's spiritual mental illness. Every human being, and I say every human being, that has anger, they have hatred, right? Hatred and anger is the same. It's a mentally ill person. How can you have a clear mind when you're of darkness? How? How now, brown cow? How can you have a clear mind and you're of darkness? You're as drunk as a bastard. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Christ came that you may have peace, and you can have perfect peace. And I know children of the light don't believe that because they have not found it. You can have perfect peace, and you're calling Christ a lie when you say you can't have perfect peace. He said you can't. I came that you may have peace and perfect peace. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to free you from the world, to overcome the world. And you can overcome the world, but you got to take control of you. You got to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And heaven is on the other side of hell. You got to go through hell first to get to heaven. What a mess. They're going to blame everybody. And what? I'm surprised they haven't already done it. They're going to try to blame the Father. You got lost people condemning lost people. I wouldn't even be surprised if they tried to blame it on Trump. Because they want to stop Donald Trump, the great white hope. They want to stop him. I'm like, now they're going north. Let me see what the great white hope has to say today.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I rest my case. Amazing. You got to open your heart. You need a free heart. And folks, and I'm telling you this because I'm hearing so many stories from so many different people, especially during counseling. People tend to open up in a more private to what they're really going through in counseling. Pay attention to the evil of human beings. They are wicked at heart, right? But don't worry about what they think or say. Don't worry. Your family member, you don't owe grandmama and granddaddy and grandmama or mama anything. Or your so-called friends. No such thing as friends. It's just a word. You don't owe your wife or your husband anything. If they want to leave, bye. What's wrong with you? You got to cry when someone want to leave you. What's wrong with you that you're going to beg anyone to stay? Baby, please don't go. Don't go away. I want you to stay. Why? Why do you want anyone to stay with you that don't want to be with you? I don't care if you've been together for 50 years. On that 50 year, they wake up that morning. They say, I don't want to be married to you anymore. Oh, really? All right. See you later. Why shed a tear or have a fear or feel anything about anyone wanting to leave you or you wanting to leave them? It's something wrong with you when that happens, when you feel something, when you get mad. I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to break out your car windows. I'm going to follow you. You're the idiot. Don't you see that? It means something is wrong with you. That ain't love. That ain't love. That's hate. That's a lost individual or individuals. You're not whole. You're divided. 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Nate out of Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, basically, I was listening to your show the other day, and I think you were telling a guy, like, not to seek the kingdom. Like, the kingdom should come to you, right? Is that correct?
I don't remember exactly how that conversation went, but I do know if you want to find God, you got to stop looking for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how did you come to that conclusion? Because that's not what I was taught at all.
Have you ever tried to find him?
I try and find him every day and everything that I do, even in nature. Like, that's what we were taught. God is everywhere. He's, yeah.
And have you found him yet?
I felt his presence, but I don't, like, an actual God talking to me, like you see in a movie scene or, like, you know, like you hear in the Bible, nothing like that. But I felt his presence.
And have you found God?
I don't really know how to answer that question.
You don't know if you found God or not?
He's all around us. He's all around us all the time. So there's nowhere. It's like he can't be lost, right?
How do you know he's all around you all the time?
Well, that's what the Bible says, right?
That's what the Bible said. So you just believe it because the Bible said it?
Exactly.
So you don't know it then?
Well, the way how it is, man, like, that's how we were raised to just believe everything the Bible says. Like,
how do you know God?
You can't believe in God.
How do you know God is all around you?
I don't know exactly where it says in the Bible, but it says from the beginning, you know, like, there is no beginning, middle, or end.
How do you know God is all around you?
Doesn't it say that in Genesis?
How do you know God is all around you?
I don't know. It's called faith.
Then why did you say it?
Because we don't know. We don't have all the answers. We have faith, right? Nobody knows everything.
So
I just find it very interesting that you were saying don't seek God, because that's like the opposite of what I think we should be doing. We should be trying to find God in everywhere, everything, every person.
Why, if you think that, why hasn't it worked for you?
Yeah, I told you it has worked certain times. It's not every day I have.
God doesn't work certain time. God works all the time. If you found God, there's no such thing as certain times.
Well, as far as I know, the only person who's been like that is Jesus in the Bible. Everyone else has
had moments. What are you talking about?
Who else in the Bible has had perfect peace throughout their whole life?
Hold on for me, buddy. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. The women's forum is tonight. Amazing. The last Thursday night of the month for the ladies' forum for the year 2024. It has been amazing, ladies. It really has. In more ways than one. In that, it's amazing to see the ladies wake up. And it's been interesting. Oh. Tell the folks about what's happening. You just told me.
So our viewers on YouTube, this is apparently only happening to some of our viewers on YouTube. A glitch may have happened, not from us, from the YouTube app. Just refresh the app. If your audio is glitching up, refresh the app. Exit it. Exit the video. Come back. Let us know in the chat if that fixes it. Most people are reporting yes. So thanks.
Thank you, Nick. Women's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to be interesting because it's going to be interesting. The ladies, and don't tell me that women cannot overcome. I see it every day, and especially in the fellowships on Sundays and the Women's Forum. So tonight at 7 p.m., ladies. And also, Bond Holiday Sale is still on for the rest of December, all of December. Bond Holiday Sale, you get 15% off all merch this month. 15% off all merch this month at rebuildingaman.com/stores. Rebuildingaman.com/store. And check out Punchy TV. Don't forget Punchy. Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Watch this. Do we have anything? No, we don't have anything, but check out Punchy TV. All right? The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, the report.com. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday, tomorrow. I had an interesting discussion with Jason D. Hill, and he is a professor of philosophy at DePaul University of Chicago and the author of the upcoming book, Letter to God from a Formal Atheist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Your book is called Letter to God from a Former Atheist.
When I became an atheist, a lot of that was forged in the crucibles of anger. There was a hollowness and there was an emptiness in my soul.
Do you believe in the perfect order of God?
The moral universe, I think, is as fine-tuned and exquisite as is the physical world.
Amazing.
Jesse, we can't blame it on women. There are a lot of beta males out there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of beta male. You're right. Beta! This Friday at tomorrow at 12 noon. Pacific time. TheFallenState.tv. Support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or locals.com. I want to go quickly back to Nate out of Canada. So, Nate, you say that God is in everything, right?
Correct.
And you only said that because you either read it or you heard it, right?
No, I felt it before, too.
What did it feel like?
Like it was a presence that I felt like I can't really describe it. It was just a very strong emotion that it was almost like somebody giving me a big hug, like my body very relaxed and like felt like he was giving me a big hug.
God don't hug.
Well, I know. I can't really describe
it. And
then
God is not a feeling.
Okay, well, that's the only way I could kind of describe it in human terms. Like, I felt a presence, a power, a spirit over me that was very calming. And for a brief moment, I just kind of, like, laid down my weapon. And to be honest, like, a tear came down my eye, right? Like,
do you want to know God?
I just submitted. And I don't cry. And I wasn't really crying. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, my body felt very, you know, like, everything that was happening, a tear came down my eye, and it's like, wow, I don't cry, but my body just relaxed and like, okay, like submitting to my body to his will, basically. And I'm not a crier. I don't believe in men crying at all.
What do you mean submitting your body to his will?
Because naturally, I don't cry. I don't believe in crying at all for men. Like, it wasn't even
what do you
crying.
Mean
it was like
by, what do you mean by submitting your body to his will?
My body would normally not allow me to cry, even if I'm sad or whatnot. Like, it would tense up. But in this situation, when I was at church, I had no control. My body eventually just relaxed. The teardrop came, and then that's what it was. It wasn't like I was crying. It was just if you get what I'm saying, a release.
Amazing.
I can't really describe it. For everyone, it's different, but yeah.
You want to know God?
Yes, of course.
Stop thinking about him.
I'll try my best. One more point before I have to go to work.
Wait, don't run from that point. Stop thinking about him. Are you able to stop thinking about God?
No, nobody's really. Once again, the Bible says we're always supposed to be ever praying, right? So that just goes against my whole, like, mentality. You're always supposed to be thinking about God, everything that you do, right?
Who told you
that? I don't know where it says that.
Who told you that you're always supposed to be thinking about God and everything you do?
I don't know exactly where it says it, but I know it definitely says in the Bible you're never supposed to cease praying. You're never supposed to cease praying. Praying is having a conversation with God.
Who told you that you're supposed to be thinking about God and everything that you do?
I told you, I'm being honest, I'm not a Bible thumper, but I do know that it definitely says that you're supposed to pray with God.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
And so,
that's what it says in the Bible.
And so thinking about God and everything you do, is that helping you?
I told you I've had moments.
I know about that. Is that helping you about thinking about God and everything you do?
It's not easy, man. It's not easy.
Is that helping you in thinking about God and everything you do?
Yes, I'd say so, yes.
How is it helping you?
I don't sin as much as I used to.
How is it helping you?
It's helping me because I don't sin as much as I used to because I'm trying to pray without ceasing. Right, like we're always supposed to be in a place of, we're supposed to be in a place of perfect peace, like you say. We're nothing supposed to be bothering us.
And do you have perfect peace?
No, definitely not. Maybe. That's why I'm calling you right now.
And I'm trying to tell you how to get perfect peace, but you seem to be stuck on what you have heard or what you read in the Bible.
Well, yeah, like I do believe, even if it's a hard teaching, I have to believe everything that it says, right? That's what we have to do. We're not supposed to agree with everything, but we have to try and follow it, just like the laws of the land, right? I don't agree with gay marriage and all this stuff, but if a gay couple comes to me, legally I have to recognize that marriage, right? Like,
where will you let the Bible go and live,
agree, but
and, live and live from within?
I can never let it go, man. That's the word, the word. We have to follow the Bible at all times, man.
Oh, amazing. I wish you well with that, anyway, man.
What? One more point, just before you went.
Yes.
You said that parents is a direct relation to their child. That's not their child. That's not true. Look at LeBron James. His parents were horrible, man. He's an NBA superstar. So he could come from a bad family or
so
bad
being a basketball player means you're a good guy?
He's done a lot better than his parents, man.
Being a basketball player means that you're a good guy?
He's a married man with three children. He never, no public scandals. Come on, man. He's done a lot better than his parents.
And I'm asking you, Nate.
Don't let your parents
Nate! Are you saying that because he can play basketball, he's a good guy?
Not just because he played basketball, because it's not easy.
What's good about him? What's good about him?
He's been a very good public image for the black community. Not perfect, but a very, very good image of a black father staying with his wife, not getting into trouble, drugs,
Nate,
all that.
Nate, thank you for your call, buddy. I appreciate it. I got to run. Thank you so much. 888-7753-773. Rejoice always. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks to all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Where did that come from, Derek? 1 Thessalonians. Thank you, Derek. My producer put that up for me. William is out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hey, I have two questions, if I may.
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
The first one is like, I've been listening to you for 1 year, right? And you talk about the intellectuals. And you talk about the Bible thumpers. And I thought that being intellectual means reading books or being good in school. But what is being intellectual, really?
When you hold on to thoughts and when you hold on to... Jay, what's that thing you and your listeners have sometimes? It's all facts.
So if I listen to
when you hold on to facts and thoughts, you are an intellectual.
Okay, so if I listen to your church on Sunday and as I go home and just try to understand it in my mind, will that make me an intellectual?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because when you listen to fellowship or even the show or anything, you're supposed to let it go in one ear and out the other. Do not hold on to. Keep your glass empty, and the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things.
So how do I overcome this? Because I read somewhere that if you are intellectual or if you are naturally social guy, is it difficult for you to be, or it's impossible for you to be enlightened or wake up?
It is. And the way you overcome it is just by being aware of it, by seeing that you're in your head, in your thoughts about things, and just be aware of it, and the awareness will change it. Because it's spiritual, it's a darkness, and the light will destroy it. Don't you try to stop yourself from being that way. You just need to become aware that you are that way, that you're in your head about all things.
Okay. My second question is a big question. So I've been, for 1 year, I've just been listening to you and reading some other enlightened people books and watching. And yesterday, I found this guy who explained who we really are in an easy way for me to understand it.
And who are you?
We are just the awareness.
No, not we. Behind, who are you?
I am just the awareness behind the thoughts, the feelings, the thing just who just is there watching. Even when I was a baby, it never gets old.
And did you hold on to that too?
Yes, that's what my I called you because I'm afraid that because I know this now.
You don't know that. Let that go. Let it go. Let it go in one ear and through the other one, and don't hold on to that because if you do, whether it's true or not, you will become an intellectual. That's all you got to get from it.
Yeah, that's because I'm afraid that because I know that the mind is very intelligent, but that will.
The mind is very evil, and there is a right intelligence that will come when you overcome the mind.
Yeah, but the evil one, I'm afraid that it will stop me from waking up because now I know the answer before doing the work.
Yeah, you know? That's why you need to do, William, is just be aware of that. Be aware of the thought. Be aware of them talking to you. Be aware of them repeating what you heard. Just be aware, and it's the awareness, which is the light of God, that will destroy the intellectual mind, and he will give you a clear mind. So don't be afraid. Just be aware.
Okay. Now I'm 28, right? So I've been listening to you and other people. I forget my mother and father. And right now I cut off everybody. I have no friends, no girlfriend. I cut off social media. Last week, I threw off the Bible.
You did what to the Bible?
I just gave it away, the Bible.
Why?
All my books. Because I have no interest in reading it, and it's too much to read, and I don't have the need to read it.
And are you cutting off people, places, and things on your own, or are you just naturally lose an interest in those things?
It's natural. It's not one-time thing. It's after, like, through the years, you know?
Oh, okay.
So now the new year is coming. What would be the advice for me, like, if you are my age, knowing what you know now, what would be the advice you would give me now the new year?
I would advise you to stay present, to stay aware, instead of living in time by thinking about the past or the future, but just practice staying present.
Should I listen to other enlightened people or read books or something like that, or just go
if
to
you
work,
want,
come home and just meditate, sit down and watch?
If you want to read a book, read a book. If you want to go to a party, go to a party. If you want to go to dinner, go to dinner. If you don't, don't. But just stay present in all that you do. Whatever you're doing, you just, you know, don't get so caught up that you forget to be conscious.
But how do I know if it's me that wants to go to the party?
What do you mean by that?
Because now I'm confused that if I'm even alive, you know, I don't know what I don't know who is the.
William, you're making a big deal out of it, and you're living in fear. I'm telling you that you have to do is to be aware of those thoughts. You stay present, and you be aware of the thoughts of fear or anger or doubt or loneliness or suicide thoughts or whatever come. You just be aware of that, but live your life. We are a social being, so we got to hang out with people sometime. We got to talk to people sometime. We got to read a book sometime, but it's not who we are.
But I'm not trying to live. I'm trying to wake up, you know. I'm not trying to do the – because I read your books and everything, but I'm not trying to live a normal life. I'm just – my question is, to wake up, what would be your advice? Not to live normally and like that.
To wake up, it simply means to become aware of the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. All you need to do is just be aware of your thought. It doesn't mean you, and so that you can stop identifying with the world. You don't want to make people, places, and things become your God.
Okay.
Hate want to add to that about how you can just live, because it sounds like he kind of.
No, I'm not trying to leave. I'm trying to find out the way to wake up as fast as possible, you know? I'm not trying to live normally.
That sounds like selfish. That sounds like you're trying to force God's hand. Trying to wake up as fast as possible.
Did you say when you get off work, you just go home and sit down in the house?
Yeah. Because, you know, if
even Jesus went to a party and he brought the wine with him.
But that was after he woke up. We don't know the story before he became 33 years old, something like that.
So then why are you making something up?
After he woke up, you know.
No, but why are you making something up? Since you don't know what he did, why are you doing something out of your imagination and thoughts?
No, I mean the story of Jesus, we don't know what happened in his 20s, you know?
Right.
So when he was drinking the wine and partying, it was after he woke up.
Right, but why you're making something up as to what to do. You're getting stuck in your thoughts about whether it's the real you that wants to go to the party.
If you want to go to the party, go to the party. And when the party is over, go home. Don't be afraid to go home and be by yourself or whatever. Don't get an identity from the party. Go to the party and jam. And when the party's over, don't be afraid that the party is ending. Now you got to go home by yourself. You're going to be lonely. You're going to cry. When the party's over, the party's over. But don't get an identity from the party.
Yes, but if I already wake up, when I go to the party, I'm not identifying with the party, right? So that would be automatic.
I went to a party recently. And yeah. It was so much fun. And when the party was over, I went home.
Yes, because you already wake up. You understand what I'm saying?
Why are you trying to wake up as fast as possible?
Yeah, why are you... Let those thoughts go. Those are crazy thoughts you're having right there. You're listening to thoughts.
Okay.
Let those thoughts go. Yes, hey.
Yeah, it seems like he's caught up in pride. Trying to wake up.
Don't be sitting in the house all day, man. Is you crazy?
But in the Bible, it says, first find the kingdom of God, and then everything will be...
He sounds just perfect, like your prior caller.
Amazing. William, hold on for me, buddy. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
So some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, December 19th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, Hake News, Not Fake News, and the Women's Forum. Ladies, 7 p.m. tonight. It's the third Thursday of the month. It's the last Thursday. It's the last third Thursday of the month. Last chance to attend the Women's Forum. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. We put up the event page thing for you. And then No Joel Friday TV, by the way. No Joel Friday TV today nor tomorrow. He's out of town or whatever he is. I don't know. But he'll be back on Monday and Tuesday for Christmas Adam and Christmas Eve, our last two radio show days of the year next week, Monday and Tuesday. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the so-called Supreme Court will decide the fate of the popular social media app TikTok in a matter of weeks, unless the company wins its appeal to the high court or they divest from Chinese ownership. The video platform could be banned from the United States on January 19th due to so-called national security concerns. But Trump takes office January 20th, so maybe he'll fix it. He'll fix the situation. Save TikTok, Trump. I don't know if he can. Hopefully he can. Anyway, government funding. A government funding deal negotiated by House Speaker Mike Johnson. Is he a rhino? Has been scrapped after President-elect Donald J. Trump came out against it on Wednesday. Very nice. Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance sharply criticized the deal, as did Doge man Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency guy, for what they see as Democrat priorities, and called on Republicans to increase the debt limit as part of the negotiations to keep the government running. The bill included nearly $100 billion in disaster relief and another $100 billion in economic assistance for farmers. It also gave lawmakers their first raise since 2009. They want a 40% raise. Meanwhile, everybody else, anyway, why should they get a raise? If passed by the so-called House and the so-called Senate, the bill would have averted a government shutdown before funding runs out Friday at midnight. But who cares? Nobody. Nobody. Immigration crackdown. President-elect Donald J. Trump's border czar, quote-unquote. Tom Homan said Wednesday plans underway to deport undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, on a large scale. He'll need funding from Congress to do so. He told Commie Nonsense Network CNN in an interview he'll need a minimum of 100,000 beds to detain the illegal aliens, which they call undocumented immigrants, which is false. More than doubling the 40,000 detention beds ICE is currently funding for. You know, they could just sleep on the floor. I do it. Or just get the mats. Mats. Nice. Exercise mats. He needs more ICE agents to carry out Trump's mass deportation promises. Homan said the incoming administration, they plan to construct new deportation facilities in large metropolitan areas and bring back mass work site immigration raids. A potentially significant development for some industries who rely on illegal alien subpar labor. Mostly subpar labor, I would dare say, my experience and many others. And those school shooting victims have been named of the Wisconsin school shooting, identified, and more details have emerged about that 15-year-old girl or young lady who opened fire. You heard about it earlier this hour on the JLP show. Erin Michelle West, age 42, and Ruby Patricia Vergara. Whoa. Age 14, were both pronounced dead at the scene. Rest in peace to the two ladies. According to Dane County Medical Examiner's officers, six others were wounded. Two remain in critical condition. It's a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Second hour of the show. Merry Christmas and good morning. Merry Christmas and good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, JESSE, Jesse. And my biblical question, I and my father are one. What does that mean? I and my father are one. What does that mean? And if you're working out, hiking, whatever you're doing, getting drunk, angry, because a whole lot of people are angry. Angry people are dangerous, desperate, evil people. And their only desire is to serve their God, the devil, and try to destroy every human being around them, even those that agree with them. So if you're angry and desperate, and jealousy and gossipy and envy, you can be listening to the show too. Isn't that amazing? You can podcast the show, but you can listen as well by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday already. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. The Pope is dead. He's trying to touch the Pope. The Pope like, let me go, let me go, let me go. Don't you see I have on my white outfit? What the? I was talking with a woman yesterday in counseling, and she was telling me that she's dealing with her anger and overcoming it. She's trying to overcome it. And her husband's working on himself too, she said. She said, but she realized that her husband is just like her. And that she realized that all angry men act and carry on just like a woman when they're angry. And she felt like she was married to a lesbian. And she like, I knew my husband and I had problems because when we argue, it would be like two women arguing. He wasn't leading me out of the argument. He would be leading me in the argument. He would attack and just like a woman. But now she realized it's what his mother's spirit is in him, as her mother's spirit is in her. And that's why men are supposed to lead. They are supposed to pray for one another and lead the way. But because they have the woman's spirit, they're angry and vicious and nasty like a woman. But She said because she understands and she's working on herself, she will not judge him now. She understands. Before, she would have been judging him that her husband is just like a woman. He doesn't lead the way. He act like the woman looking for someone to lead him as well, but mad like a woman. You got to get some understanding. I say that to say this. Men and women, you got to get understanding. Understanding is what brings freedom. Not facts. Not facts. Facts do not bring understanding. Understanding bring understanding and freedom. 888-775-3773. And she talked about how her husband get mad at her if she didn't do what he wanted her to do, if he didn't do it her way. And I've seen that over and over. Have you seen how your friends get mad at you if you don't agree with them? Let's say that they're mad at someone else, but you're not mad at that person because why? They'll get mad at you if you don't take sides. If you don't do it the way they want you to do it, they get angry at you. What sense does it make that you get mad at somebody else because they won't do it the way you do it? Look like something should click. Why am I angry at this person because they didn't do what I did or the way I wanted them to do it or what I thought they should do? How come, well, I know why it doesn't click, but don't you see you're angry and lost? Amazing. Let me go back to William real fast out of Norway, and then I want to get to your super chats and everything. William.
Hey.
So here's what I want you to understand, is that you don't need to give away your TV. You don't need to give away your Bible. You don't need to go home and after work and sit in your room all day, man.
Devotion to the truth.
What?
Devotion to the truth.
What?
Devotion to the truth.
I don't know. No? I don't even know what that is.
Being devoted to what is true, you know, find out what is true.
You find out what is true and what is good and what is just by being present. And the light will teach you all things. It will come down and it will take over and it will teach you all things just by staying present rather than being lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future.
Okay.
And when you stay present, you can still live your life. It's just eventually you will no longer identify with everything. You know, you won't think that you are the party. You will know you're at a party, but you're not the party. You won't think that you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or a drag queen or gay or an adulteress or anything. You will stop identifying with those things naturally. Those false identities will be taken away from you.
Yeah, but you know, yesterday I found out that everything that I was looking for, every reading, watching TV, Jesus, Buddha, everything was right here, you know? And that's why now I'm very confused because somebody's living inside me and how can I go to a party if I'm knowing that somebody's living inside me? I'm trying to find out who the guy is.
What do you mean somebody living inside you?
This the feelings, the thoughts. I know that it's not me.
Right.
I know I'm the awareness behind.
Right.
But it's only intellectual, so I'm trying to find out who that somebody is, you know. So I don't know.
You're trying to find out who the devil and all his little demons are that live in your imagination?
No, I'm trying to see it. You explained it one time in your church, like you saw your own ego, right?
Yeah, when you see the thought, you are seeing evil. You are seeing the ego.
okay? But that wasn't how you explained in the church. You explained that you saw him, like, turning around and everything.
What?
You make example with Joel, like you saw your own ego and you saw him face to face. You don't remember that?
Never ask a black man if he remembers. Nick, you know what you're talking about?
About Joel? He showed the ego when he brought Joel onto the stage, you mean?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
What's the point with it?
What happened?
Remember you brought Joel onto the stage and you had him face away from you? And then you were trying to explain how looking at the ego is, it's literally, and then you had him turn to you. I can't quite remember exactly, but I remember sort of, William. What's your point?
But, yeah, what's the point you're trying to make with that?
So my point is I'm trying to see my own ego. Because of that, so I'm just trying to live my life normally.
Do you hear me saying that when you see the thoughts and the anger, that you are looking at your ego? When you're aware of that, you are looking at your ego, which is not you. It's evil. It's the nature of Satan.
Yeah, but should I do that, like, after work, sitting at home, not going out, and just being home all the time? Or maybe just going out, walking, or I don't know. I don't know what to do, man. If I go out and be normal with people like that, it doesn't feel right, you know?
If you want to go out, go out. But if you don't. Yeah. Don't force it.
Okay.
You understand that?
No. Yeah.
Let's say that your job is having a company Christmas party, right? At the boss's house. And you want to go to, but you don't want to go to the party. Then don't go. But don't judge yourself. Don't feel bad about not going. Just don't go. But let you say, well, I'm going to go over there for a little while. Just go over there and enjoy yourself.
No, I was there yesterday in the Christmas.
You went to the Christmas party?
Yeah.
How was it?
I felt like I wasn't me. I felt like I was talking and smiling, but it was fake. And when I came home, I started to judge myself, like, they will think this or they will think that.
And then who were you judging?
I was judging the false me, but
if there's no you to judge, no you, how can you judge?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think it's the mind just judging itself.
Right, so William, all you need to do is relax. All you need to do is just relax and watch all that. You're putting too much into it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just relax, go to work, and do your job? And if you're working, you got to be aware of your work. When you finish, just be present, become aware of your body. Go home. If you want to take a few minutes when you get home and relax for a minute and just watch. Watch those thoughts. Watch how you're feeling. But don't call it you. And then get up ahead. What?
It's very scary because I found out that everything is fake. Like, he says something like, we think that our brain is inside our body, but in reality, the body is made up by the brain.
The brain control the bodies. And tell the blood where to go, and tell the heart to pump, and tell the eyes and the arms to move. It controls your physical self.
Yeah, so the brain made up everything, like all the world, right? So there is no world in reality.
But
it's just made up by the mind, by the thoughts, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind, never mind. I will figure it out, man. Thank you.
But listen, will you relax and keep it simple? And all it's like, have you ever watched a movie before?
Yes.
And you went into the room to watch the movie. Were you in the movie or the watcher of the movie?
I'm the watcher who doesn't judge, no time the back way, right?
Right. That's all you have to do with the thoughts. Be the watcher of the thoughts.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
But
thank you.
But relax, man. What the?
No, because everything is fake, you know. I don't even know if I'm alive right now, so...
You don't know if you're alive?
I don't know if I'm alive or it's just my mind making me believe I'm alive, you know?
I don't know what that means, no.
Because everything is made up by our thoughts, right? So...
Nick, want to respond to that.
But you're adding thoughts. You see how you're adding problems to yourself? You're saying... I don't even know if I'm alive. Before you had to think about thoughts, you weren't thinking if you were alive or not. So why are you adding problems to yourself?
I think the problem is I know the answer before I did the work. So now I'm scared that because I know the answer.
But you don't know the answer. You don't even know if you're alive or not.
William, you are alive. I can hear you. I can hear you, William. You are alive.
If you knew the answers, why are you tripping? You'd be like, oh, cool, I know the answer. I'm done.
But, yeah, okay. I figure it out, man. Thank you so much.
For sure.
I'm wide awake. Yeah. Thank you, William.
Thank you.
All right. I'm wide awake. Rhonda is a first-time caller out of Maryland. Rhonda, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I know the situation was 2 years ago, and I have a younger stepdaughter that really disrespected me on a $10,000 vacation and in front of a group of people. And then I confronted her about it afterwards later on. And then she continued to say that her husband's friends, his group of friends, even said that they had problems with me. So I thought, well, I'll confront this myself and go to his friends, and went to the wives, and they're like, we have no problem with you. It's the stepdaughter that everybody had a problem with. So that was a secret in my mind and in my heart, and not even to my husband. So we had a family meeting because even my other stepdaughter, the two sisters, the other stepdaughter, wanted to meet. You know, I said, let's call a meeting because if everybody's got a problem with it, we need to get this out in the open. So we had our little meeting. All went well. Went our goodbyes. Well, then, you know, how social media, I posted a picture of my, with this group of ladies. Well, within 5 minutes, my husband's phone was blowing up, screaming and hollering, the husband and the stepdaughter, that I had the nerve to go hang out with their friends, with, you know, and not with them being included. It was their friends. How dare you go behind our backs and hang out with their friends and such. It really hurt me because even the other stepdaughter got involved and felt like it was a wrong that I went behind people's backs and betrayed whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about, but let me ask, are you saying you're married to a man who already had children and now you're having problems with those children?
Yes.
And how old are they?
Old enough to know better, 35 and 32.
And why did you marry a man who already had children?
Yeah, now that I listen to you so much anymore, you were like, I have to hear you. I thought that somebody that had children like myself, I had a daughter that we would understand raising children that have gone through a divorce because our spouses basically did the same thing. You know, adultery and found somebody else and wanted to move on. And then I didn't want to live together with the children. I wanted to set good biblical values and not shacking up and, you know, sleeping over and setting good examples for our kids and our girls.
But why did you marry a man who already had children?
I thought a blended family would work.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah. Well, it's created. It's here today, and I'm like.
And so your question for me is what?
So should I confront with, this topic came up again a couple days ago. I let him go on a family vacation with my friends in the Bahamas that have a house down there. Take your girls on a family vacation.
You need to stay out of their life. They're adults. You made a mistake by marrying their father, and you need to stay out of their lives and just live your life. You have no been partying with them or going to Bahamas with them.
Well, and I haven't.
You need to stop arguing with them. You need to stay out of their lives and work on your life.
So for Christmas, just don't even bring this up. Because you talk about the forgiveness with our parents. I just want to say, you know, confront them like, you know what? You did me wrong. I went to therapy to try to find it, but I forgive you for how you treated me. This situation.
But they didn't do you wrong.
Just marrying them with children was my mistake?
Yes.
Okay.
And then being all involved in their lives, trying to be their mama and telling them what to do now. Telling them, why are you so involved in their life now?
Well, they're like involved with their father. I mean,
involved in their life now?
Myself or my husband?
Their lives.
We got Christmas gathering. That's about as close as, I don't know. I do it for my husband. Be respectful for my husband.
It sounds like a whole mess going on, so I don't quite know what it is. But I do know that you need to pull out of their life. Don't be going on Facebook. Don't be arguing with them about anything. And whatever happened on this last incident, you need to learn from it, drop it, and work on you. Don't argue with the devil inside of you, and don't argue with the devil inside of other people, because other people are angry and nasty and wicked, and they will hunt you down to try to destroy you, to hurt you, so that they can get a thrill. Human beings are evil.
Right.
Why don't you just pull away and work on you?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, after listening to you the other day, I was like, you know what? And my husband wasn't on my side again. I'm like, I'm going to work on me. It's coming the first of the year. I'm like, taking time going to the gym and
husband can't be on your side. He got to look out for his children. You're not their mother.
Yeah. I'm not.
Are you working on you?
No, not. Well, I did. I went to that therapy to get myself through it.
But that therapy can't help you.
No.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You went to. Why did you go to a woman therapy? You went to the devil. You went to the devil for help in your mind, and you went to the devil for help outside of you, inside of others. Especially a woman. Women don't have advice, good advice.
I know. I through my career of working with women were the worst. I always worked better with men.
But, yeah. But you went to a woman looking for help.
Oh, these two are like, they have turned into, oh my gosh. I did Thanksgiving dinner. I try to do peace. I just like, you know, get everybody together. It was fine. But this oldest one is trying to push pictures on their family vacation. We're getting ready to go back to the Bahamas to our friend. Like, I want you to take these pictures to them. I'm like, you don't need to. It's no need.
I don't know what, I don't understand any of that, what you're telling me now. It's not like a family issue. But here's what I recommend. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
They're both gone. I know. I hear that all the time from you. They're both gone.
And though she's dead and they're gone, why don't you forgive your mother for what she's done to you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you realize she has recreated you in her image? That's why nobody can get along with you. You're just like your mama.
So how do I break this, meditation?
No, observation. You don't want to meditate. You want to watch the far south. You got to see that you are just like your mother. Nobody likes you because you're difficult to get along with, because you're like your mother. You're not you. And forgive your mother. She could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. And forgive your father. He cannot help himself. Because he's just like a woman, too. He got his mother's spirit. He's angry. He didn't know how to deal with your mother, so he couldn't protect you. And then do the silent prayer and work on you. Come out of your imagination. Stay present with God, and you'll be fine. And stop arguing. Stop being in mess.
I know.
You're always in mess from one to another one. And then... And then you blame it on them. Oh, they so this. I can't believe this. But you're not seeing you in the mess. Ain't nobody making you be in the mess. You want to be in the mess.
True. My dad always said, keep quiet. Don't get in a pissing contest with a skunk.
Absolutely. Listen to your father.
And then as I've gotten older, I'm just reversed. I'm like, you know. I think it's society's like you need to speak your mind, and that's wrong.
But society is wrong. You need to seek first the kingdom of God His right way, and everything will be added to you. You will have a life.
God bless you. You're the best.
You're the best. Better than
my daughter's over in the Netherlands, and I'm like, you've got to get on YouTube whenever you get a chance. You got to listen to Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson. So, yeah.
So when you do the silent prayer and work on you and stop being involved in mess, because these people, your God, your stepkids, no one is making you be involved in the mess. You want to be involved in it.
Yeah.
And you love complaining about it. You love arguing with others about it. You love thinking that they're treating you wrong. You can't believe it. You're getting your thrills. Drop your thrills.
Oh, no, I don't get it.
But your thrill, I know, but your thrill of misery, your thrill of anger, your thrill of feeling good and feeling bad and then worry and then gossiping. Work, drop it.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. That's what I needed to hear.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. God bless you, dear.
You too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Your super chats and phone calls. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. For personal shout-outs, and I will do them for you, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, whatever shout-out, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, congratulations, encouragement, I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, and I'll do it for you. And get your merch orders in so you can receive them on time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. Or bond info. No, not bond info. Call bond at 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Let me go to Gabe out of Texas. Gabe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hello?
Huh?
Gabe, are you on a speaker?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So you literally hung up the phone yesterday, and you started spreading vaccine disinformation. Why do you spread vaccine disinformation when you absolutely have zero relevant degrees in every relevant field to be able to discern?
Vaccine. Did you say vaccine?
Yes, you spread vaccine disinformation.
But I don't know what you're talking about. Vaccine being over for a long time. I'm not clear with you. What is it
yesterday,
about?
Yesterday, when we hung up the phone, you spoke to someone from Argentina telling him not to take the COVID vaccine.
I didn't tell anyone not to take them. You do what you want.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I wouldn't I wouldn't take it. I would not. Gabe, calm down. Take a breath. Don't be angry. Let's discuss this without you acting like a little woman. I would not take
the guys. We're guys, right? You're the one that's
Gabe,
looking at the
Gabe,
woman, right?
Gabe, I would not take the vaccine, and I would not encourage anyone else to take it, but if they want to take it, that's fine with me. I have no problem with it at all. Do you have a
problem?
Then
you would be going against the scientific consensus. You have
Gabe,
any relevant degrees
Gabe,
to be able to say that.
Gabe, do you have a problem with anyone if they decide not to take it? Would that make you upset?
Of course.
Why would you get upset if someone else did not want to take it?
Because it's giving the virus a chance to reproduce, evolve, and then we need more vaccines, and then we can get more diseases.
But why would you get upset at another human being?
Because
should they get upset at you if you want to take it? Should someone get mad at you if you wanted to take it?
No, they have no reason to be that mad.
So why do you have a reason to get mad at someone else if they don't want to take it?
Because their decisions negatively affect my life and the life of the people I love.
What?
Do you not understand how disease works?
Do you not understand
the theory of evolution? Wait, never mind. You don't understand the theory of evolution.
Hold on. You got to calm down if you want to communicate. Are you able to calm down?
You're the one that's speaking right now.
Are you, what?
You're the one that's talking right now.
Are you able to calm down and let's communicate?
Okay, go ahead.
I read the news of what Haight did. Haight is telling me that he read the news about Trump protesting the polio vaccine. Maybe that's what, that may be what you're referring to. Are you talking about the polio? What is the Haight?
No, I'm talking about the conversation he had yesterday.
What is he talking about with the polio thing?
I can only guess because he's accusing you of giving vaccine disinformation. I don't even remember you talking about the vaccine.
Man,
at all.
I haven't talked about the vaccine that I'm aware. I forgot.
Is he stuck in 2020, 2021? Does he think this is December 2020?
So what do you say?
Yeah. Yesterday, after you called with the phone.
Stop yelling. Hey.
Argentina.
Bye. What'd you say there? I can't, if he, y'all see, I'm trying to communicate, but he want to scream like a little woman.
Yeah. Because I read the news that since Trump is putting RFK as head of HHS, which who knows if that'll get approved or whatever, but they're scared that the polio vaccine is going to get taken away or something like that. And Trump is like, no, I support the polio vaccine.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only vaccine talk that I can recall at all.
I
think he just wants to accuse you.
He just want to yell and scream.
Yeah.
He sounds like a Muslim.
Although worse.
What did you say there? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Remember there was a caller yesterday who called and he said that he had to take the vaccine. He wanted to get his driver's license or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so he took it, and then he went, and then he took it, and now he feel guilty or something like that. He showed it to a job and all that, but he feel guilty and bad about it. That's what Gabe, but Gabe screaming and yelling, I can't find out what it is he referred to.
And that's on the caller, whether or not he supports having the vax. We didn't even talk.
Right, I ain't say if I support it or not for them, but Gabe, when you call again, don't be yelling and screaming, man. I want to talk to you, even though I know you're nasty and you're evil, but I still want to talk to you, but you go right into yelling and screaming. Above all things, Gabe, and get to understand, Gabe seems to think he's smart, too, because he's talking about
scientific consensus.
Yeah, what the?
It's not very scientific.
Chris, out of Florida. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing? And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Chris. Merry Christmas to you. From everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I just wanted to bring up that the church, the Mormon church, how recently a lot of their numbers, they're dwindling. They're losing people like crazy. Like,
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah, their numbers. Oh, I was practicing for a good while.
Oh, okay.
But
I love the Mormon people because they love family.
Oh, yes, they do. They do a lot of family stuff. They have no electronics on Sunday.
I know.
So that should be a good practice for everybody.
And they have a lot of white babies.
Oh, yes, they sure indeed do. But
and so,
yeah, since...
What do you want to say about them right now?
Oh, just saying, like, since 2013, they disavowed, I guess they're considering everybody equal regardless of skin color and stuff. Because for a long time, that guy that built the church, Joseph Smith, you know, how we met Jesus in New York. You know, yeah, that happened. But, he basically said, like, they're called Lamanites, or they're descendants of Cain, anybody that was, like, dark-skinned. And people that were light-skinned, they were Nephites. They were people from descendants of the Israelites. So, but, yeah, it seems like their numbers are so terribly, they're just dwindling. They're, like, dropping off the planet right now.
And are you glad about that?
Oh, yes.
Why?
It's a big celebration.
Why are you happy? Why are you happy about that?
Well, I'm not really happy, like, joyous. It's just that people are seeing that religion's basically it's like a farce, like Scientology. So
are you Are you a Christian?
Oh, yes.
You are a Christian?
Yes.
And at one time you were a Mormon?
Oh, yes. The only reason why
and
I
when
went
you
to that
were church. And when you were a Mormon, what did you think about the Christian?
I was basically, I took the church, you know, to get off of, like, just being away from, you know, bad people. And
when you were a Mormon, what did you think about the Christians at the time?
The Christians? Oh, they seemed like they knew scripture, but they didn't live it. Like, I would know, like, a big difference. Like, going to a Mormon church, you'd see people always, you know, being talkative, and everybody was in each other's business over there, and it seemed like you could sit anywhere in the church.
Let me
ask people would say hello to you.
Let me ask you. So, like, at one time you were a Mormon, and now you're a Christian. But when you were a Mormon, what did you think about Christians?
They were kind of, it seemed like a lot of them were, it was like theater. That's what I saw, like, in the churches. They were, like, shaking and throwing themselves around and stuff like that, and that was, like, very, very odd and awkward, but then,
and
you know, watching other...
And now that you're a Christian, what do you think about the Mormon?
Oh, right now, I'm looking at them, it seems like they're trying to just indoctrinate people and say, you know,
and so
stuff
what is
about...
it, what is it like to, you went from judging the Christian as when you were Mormon, and now you're a Christian, you're judging the Mormons. What is that like, judging?
Oh, it doesn't feel great. It's just like, it's kind of like a shame. It's a shameful thing because I'm judging. I'm like, I was on both sides of the field.
So why don't you stop knowing both sides? Why don't you not judge either one, but love them?
Yes. Oh, I do love them both.
But not if you're judging them.
Yeah. I know it seems like I'm hypocritical, and I admit, yes, I'm being hypocritical. But
why don't
I'm
you
just,
stop and just show love?
Yeah. Oh, I can do that.
But you because you're judging both sides, not as you're a Christian, you judge the other side. It's like you were on the side of good and you judge evil. Now you're on the side of evil and you judge evil, so you've been judging both. Drop the judgment. It's enough to see what's wrong, but drop the judgment.
I understand what I need to do.
Right.
Stop judging.
Yeah.
Because it seems like I'm being, yeah, some, if I'm some, if I'm pointing the finger at them, they're basically pointing the fingers at me. So, yes.
No, and if you're pointing the finger at them, you're pointing the finger at yourself.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Huh?
Yes. It's a good learning.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came and parented me because, yeah, I absolutely needed this, but.
Right on. So why is that? And just understand, people are lost. They can't help themselves. And there are those who want to be found. And that way you'll become the light, and they will see something different about you, and you will be able to point them to back to the Father.
Oh, yes.
So stop judging, all right?
Yes. I will continue that journey, and hopefully I'll accomplish that mission.
You will. You can. If you stay, if you drop the anger and stop judging, you can. It'll happen, all right?
All right. Well, thank you again, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Let me go to Clay, a first-time caller out of Cleveland, Ohio. Clay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Clay. I mean, hello, Jesse.
Hey. Hey, Clay.
Hi.
I'm Jesse. You, Clay.
Yes, sir.
My baby brother name is Clayton, we call him Clay.
All right, thank you.
Amazing.
I just was wanting to ask because I started listening to your show a week ago, and a lot of what you were saying about anger and listening to your thoughts was a lot of my problems that I was having.
Yes.
For a long time.
Stay close to your phone and speak up just a little bit.
Yes, sir. I got it.
Okay.
Is this any better?
Yes, sir.
So I was dealing with a lot of anger because of my father. He did a lot of drugs when I was growing up, and then my mother wasn't helping because she was angry. And I just kept, you know, going about
my life every single day dealing with that until I listen to you say, hey, forgive your mother and your father. So I did that with my mom, and that helped a lot. And that let go a lot of anger. But then I still kept getting thoughts and just, you know, saying, you know, hearing thoughts like, oh, this is bad, or I'm bad, and it's just not right. You should be angry with all of this stuff that's happened. And it just, I'm just, you know, struggling to, you know, let that stuff go and to not listen. How do you go about it?
All you need to do now, man, is to watch those thoughts, because those thoughts are not you. Those are evil spirits in your head, in your imagination. And all your life, you've been thinking that it was you, so you identify with it. From now on, do not call them you. Just see, those. Now that you're waking up, those spirits are evil, are very upset. They are not happy that you're waking up, because they're going to have to leave you. The light of God that is allowing you to see them is causing them to leave your body. And evil lives inside of human beings' mind. They don't want to leave you. So they're telling you, that's not right. Why are you going to forgive? That's no good, blah, blah, blah. Those are the demons screaming out, please, don't do this. I want to stay with you. Don't call it you. Do the silent prayer and just watch them. And I promise you, they will be taken away from you, and you will have a clear mind.
So how long does it
take? As long as it takes. Even that, the words, how long, those are the demons saying that to you too, because they want to pretend to be you. And so they're saying, how long? This is too much. I can't handle this. How long will this happen? Those are the demons screaming out, because there is no you to be screaming out. They are screaming out, but you think that is you. They are feeling the pain of the light, of your awareness that they are there. They know now that you can see them, and they don't like that. They want you to think that you are them and they are you. So don't worry about how long. You do the silent prayer and you watch those thoughts. If it takes a lifetime, you stay on that straight and narrow path, and you will have perfect peace.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, once I have perfect peace with myself, because, you know, all my life I've been growing up, and they've been telling me, you know, to read the Bible every day, and I'll just, you know, find truth within that, and that didn't help at all, because, you know, I would try to judge on those words.
Yep.
And it just kept just messing me up.
Yes.
And so at that point, what would be the goal to set as a believer?
Forget about being a believer and have no goals. Forget about goals. Let go of all your ideas, your thoughts, and just stay present. And the light of God will make your way happen. It'll be clear and easy, and you don't have to think about it. You don't know how it goes.
So it's all just, you know, the work of Satan and
yes.
The work of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Satan is working in your thoughts and emotions. God is working in your spirit. You'll be fine.
Okay. That helps tremendously.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I just, you know, heard about it.
Okay.
So you know how I'll get into that.
Yeah, you know how to find it? RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer.
Okay.
So I want to really, really warn you, Clay, you're on the right path now. You're on that straight and narrow path, and it's the light of God that is drawing you back to the Father, back to Him, and he's gonna get rid of all those imagination, all those demons, all those ideas and plans. And you're going to be fine, but you got to stay with it. And remember, when the screams come, how long? This is too painful. It's not you screaming. Those demons are screaming. You just think it's you because you have identified. Do not call them you. You can see those thoughts, but don't call them you ever again. No more identities.
Okay. So just be aware of those thoughts?
That's all you need to do. Be aware. Don't try to get rid of them. Don't deny them. Just be aware of them and go about your life, go about your day, being aware of what's happening on the inside of you and outside. You got to go to work. You got to eat, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, sir.
But just be aware of those thoughts. That's all you need to do. Nothing else. But be aware.
Okay. I'll go to and do the silent prayer right after this, then.
Right on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Greenwald bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Merry Christmas. That's right. Not happy holidays. Are y'all going to keep doing the show for the rest of the year, or are you going to take a break like last year?
We're going to take a break like last year. The last show is December 24th. Am I right?
That's right, Christmas
Eve. And then Christmas Eve, the last shows. And then we're doing replays until we'll be back on January 2nd. 2025, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Thank you, Greenwald. Ariadne J bought 3 coffees. Just like the parents of school shooters are convicted and sent to jail, so should the mayor and governor of Aurora, Colorado, be convicted and jailed, should be hung for treason and disavow.
And you make a point, though. If they're going to punish the parent for what these kids are doing, then they need to punish the lawmakers for taking away your rights to bear arms, for letting out the criminals, for putting these kids on medications, all the method they're doing to keep them depressed and stuff like that. You make a point, but I disavow that part that James disavowed. Mm-hmm. But you make a point.
But it's hanged when it's an execution, not hung.
Amazing.
Dalmar Buro. Bought a coffee. Yo, Jesse, got a story, question for you. When I was 18, at a resort with my family, got friendly with one of the servers chilling in the kitchen. This girl worked there, came over, probably to talk to him. She and I made eye contact. I shook her hand, showing respect. Worked in the kitchen where she belongs, right? Later that day, I'm heading to my room. She yells my name out of nowhere. I never told her my name, so that was wild. Maybe she could sense the alpha vibes after I forgave. Then her boyfriend, dude from the bar, shouts my name too. He won't even look me in the eyes and says, that's my girlfriend. Was that guy a beta male or what? Should a real man be worried and jealous over his girl? Or is he worshiping her like she's his god?
I can't respond to that. I wasn't there. I have no idea. And the story, I don't understand. You know, the story. I can't answer that. Thank you, though.
Deplorable Dave. Oh, we'll have to read the rest of the Super Chats after this break.
As soon as we come back, we'll finish the Super Chats and back to the phone call. All right? Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate coming in with hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. December 19th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. By the way, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, then no Joelle Friday on Friday. I mean, no Joelle Friday even today, which is Thursday, just because he's gone. He's out of the office, okay? No Joelle Friday today. It's a special exception. Normally, he is live Monday through Thursday. And then American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., I do believe, Pacific Time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, 5 Mountain Time, Mountain Standard Time. Figure it out if you're somewhere else. American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, Gorgonzola on DLive, Gorgonzola, and elsewhere, maybe. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting about those school shooting. Oh, by the way, Women's Forum tonight, ladies. First, third Thursday of the month. It's the last Women's Forum of the year. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. It's for ladies, too, right? Women's Forum for ladies only. Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. We'll let you know about after New Year. Anyway, the school shooting victims of the Wisconsin school shooting, you know, I told you about them. There may have been a guy in touch. Authorities said on Wednesday, yesterday, that the shooter girl, the 15-year-old young lady, had been in contact with a 20-year-old so-called man in Carlsbad, California. I think that's inland, right? Maybe? Who was, according to them, plotting a mass shooting with this teenager girl. He told her he was planning to attack, according to them, right, a government building. So reported the far-left extremist off the deep end liberal, anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-white, anti-Christian, AP. Associated Press reported that. I mean, I'm saying all that about AP, but it may be true about this 20-year-old man. And climate hype. The Biden administration announced an aggressive target for the United States to cut its supposedly global warming pollution to 61 to 66%, so claim they, below 2005 levels by 2035, so they claim, a goal that will all but assuredly be reversed by our greatest president, who is president-elect Donald J. Trump, in his first days in office. Trump said he intends to drill more for oil and gas, shred federal climate hype regulations, and overturn Biden's so-called clean energy law. The new target required every 5 years by the International Paris Agreement, which Obama got us into, Trump got us out of, Biden, which is Obama all over again, got us back into it. Trump's going to get us out of it, I think, which nobody really holds to anyway, by the way. Trump promised to pull out of there once again. On Wednesday, the Biden administration gave California the green light to ban sales of new gasoline cars by 2035. I'm shaking my head, so I'm holding on to my puttermobile. Also, it's widely expected Trump will revoke California's authority to set their own emission standards once he takes office. Nice. Promote the general welfare, Trump. Sweet. Those astronauts who are stuck in space and they tried to deny for weeks or months that they were stuck in space, but they are stuck in space, who came aboard the Starliner to the ISS, International Space Station, space is real, they're going to face an additional delay. NASA, which I guess it does mean lies after all. False promises anyway. Announced they're delaying their Crew 10 launch, a move that will keep those astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, the woman, in space even longer. I think they were supposed to come home like in February. Now, I guess it's going to be delayed even longer. It was supposed to be like a 10-day mission max, but now it's turned into many months, more than half a year, I think. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. Thank you.
stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? It's the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, the biblical question, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean? I and my Father are one. Me, the Son, and my daddy, God, a one. What does that mean? A very interesting question. Very interesting question. You can get involved no matter what you're doing if you're not able to sit and watch. You can podcast. You can still listen anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, it's they mama if you're black, and it's their mama if you're white. But and then even if you're a flat earther and you've never fallen off the earth, even though the earth is flat in your opinion, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.JLP Talk or Bond. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday, I mean Thursday. It's Thursday. My back. You black. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I want
the Lord.
I want from the Lord.
From the Lord.
I'm going to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
There you go. Oh. I feel like going on. Though trying trouble. I feel like going on. And speaking of going on, it's a mess going on in L.A. right now. California, and especially L.A., but California. A mess. Robbery. Burning. Killing. Out of control. And I don't hear one person saying, bring back the police. They're trying to figure out, how do we stop this? I'm like, dummies, bring back the police. And bring back bail bonds. And it'll be over. They act like they forgot that when they took away the police, listen to that radical, evil, nasty group, Black Lives Matter, worse than the KKK has ever been and can't be and will be. They listen to the blacks talking about taking away the police. You let a criminal tell you to take the police away. And you did it. And now crime is through the roof. Robbery in Orange County. In Orange County at one time was a beautiful place to live. We had considered moving our office to Orange County before the Chinese virus happened and the shutdown happened. And then right after that, the economy went bad because the blacks got all that money from the government. They were forced to give the blacks loan, pretending that was redlining. And they gave the blacks the loans, and the blacks got these loans, and they got houses and things, and they didn't pay back. And the market crashed. And so we were going to move, then all that happened, and everything went sky high. And so we didn't move yet. Even the owner here don't even complain yet, I guess. But, and so they... We were going to move down to Orange County. It was beautiful down there. No more crime. They're going out into the suburbs, and they're robbing and killing the rich. And I remember when the black, and these are not just the blacks doing this now. We have the illegal alien gangs and all kinds of people doing it now. It's not just the blacks. But, I remember when the so-called leadership and others would tell the blacks, why are you robbing your own area? Why are you burning down your own area? Go to the suburbs. And finally, it is happening. KTLA is reporting. And a community... is on edge down in Irvine. And Irvine community is on edge after a series of home burglaries over the past few days. I mean, over the past few weeks, including one that turned into a home invasion. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Yes, and Mike and Cher, these residents tell us that despite living inside a gated community, that both burglaries and robberies are on the rise. And we also spoke with Irvine police to find out what they're doing to crack down on these crimes. Security cameras have captured several break-ins in the Groves at Orchard Hills. It's a guard-gated community with multi-million dollar homes in Irvine. Residents who are too afraid to reveal their identities say they're living in fear because of this string of burglaries and robberies in the past few months.
We're on our eighth now, and it's just mind-boggling for me because it's just very unsettling.
Some residents have found hidden cameras surveilling their homes.
It was installed in the bushes so that they can see, like, the house.
In one instance, the thieves broke in through a back door and stole millions in handbags and jewelry.
When I spoke to them, they were like just trembling, like shaking in trauma. And their, you know, the grandmother was actually inside the house while this all happened.
In another incident, distraught residents tell us a gun was used.
It was at gunpoint. Someone was tied up like the lady just mentioned before. That is really scary.
I want you to think about this. This is in Irvine, California. Beautiful area. Multi-million dollar home behind gated areas. Gated communities. Think about that. Multi-million dollar homes behind gated communities, and it's still happening. No police. You took away the police, idiots. And then not only did you not take away the police, you told the criminals, we're going to pass a bill where you are allowed to steal up to nearly $1,000 or $1,000 worth of stuff, and you ain't going to jail. Don't worry about it. You're not going to jail for stealing. And if you go to jail, no bail bond. You've given the criminal all that authority over you. What do you expect to happen? What do you expect to happen? What do you expect to happen? Huh? Are you that dumb? Take away the police, no cash bail, pass a law where you can't steal and get away with it up to $1,000, and it's way beyond that. But how the gate of hand, where are you going to steal if you don't go to where the merchandise is located? And then there's no outcry, bring back the police, bring back bail bond, lock them up. No outcry. They act like they don't know that. They're not fighting to bring the police back. Bring them back alive. What are they doing over there when we need them over here? What you doing over there when we need them over here? Bring them back alive. Residents want increased security and greater access from the city, and greater action from the city and police. KT5, watch this, KTLA5.
Residents want security beefed up in this community and the city and police to do more.
We need to see some action.
We spoke to the HOA president about residents' concerns.
I'm here today to reassure the community that we are working very closely with Irvine Police.
Irvine Police say, unfortunately, this Southern California area, not just Irvine, is experiencing professional residential burglaries committed by transnational groups. Authorities want residents to know, though, that they're taking these break-ins very seriously.
We have dedicated an extreme amount of resources to this issue, some that are easily seen and some that aren't. We have officers and extra patrols. We have undercover resources. We have surveillance teams out here. We have video cameras. We're using our real-time crime center.
Amazing. Bring back the police. Bring back cash bail. Lock them, and get rid of that law that says you can steal somebody else's stuff. Bring back the law that says you cannot steal and lock them up. And you'll see, we'll have peace right away. It'll be right away. And you think that's bad, and it is. Residents are being tortured during home invasion at TDA Link Complex. And TDA is Trinde Awargwa. And they still won't bring back the police. This is from Denver 7. Federal authorities are now investigating more than a dozen suspects following an armed home invasion and kidnapping at an apartment complex in Aurora. This is in Arizona. Watch this for Fox News.
The Aurora police chief says that the two victims, who are a man and a woman, are also Venezuelan migrants. And he says they were brave to call 911. The details of this crime are just horrific. Police detained up to 15 suspects believed to be Venezuelan migrants as well, who they say broke into an apartment. took the victims to another unit where they were bound, pistol whipped, and the male was stabbed. They were terrorized for more than 4 hours before the victims promised not to call police if released, and they were. And the victims did call authorities. Today, the police chief had strong words for the White House.
I had a discussion with an individual from the White House, and that occurred back on September the 23rd, I believe. And that person basically told me that, hey, once these immigrants get across the border, that's all we really care about. And to me, that's a problem. And so, Aurora, we are now in the process, as many other cities throughout this nation, of trying to pick up the pieces of an incredibly bad system that was in place.
Amazing. Are you glad now you listen to Black Lives Matter? Where are Black Lives Matter? How come they are not out protesting and protecting you? You listen to your enemy, and look what you got. Defund the police. How did you chant this defund the police? Keep the borders open. Let them in. Feed them. Get them cell phones. Free stuff. And the last but not least for this for right now, Aurora City Councilwoman says this is human suffering of the worst, of the most vulnerable community, the ones who are afraid to call the police. This is from Fox News.
This is the same complex, as you mentioned, Martha, where that Ring camera captured armed TDA members. The chief says there's no question last night's attack was committed by gang members, but can't yet confirm that these are TDA. Today, the Aurora City Councilwoman who sounded the alarm on this issue had this to say.
I'm tired of this situation being downplayed. I am tired of this being portrayed as just another gang in Aurora. This is actual human suffering of the most vulnerable community, the ones who would otherwise be afraid to call 911.
I guess I'm told that she meant the illegal aliens. They scared to call the police. Remember when we didn't have Tiliana Agora in our country? Remember we didn't have these people in our country, so we didn't have these problems. But open borders. You love to vote. I'm a Democrat. I'm going to always be a Democrat. And you're going to always get hell. Just like in California, I'm a Democrat, I'm always vote for the Democrats. This is what you got to get. Human suffering is a mess. Human beings are evil. The suffering that human beings bring upon each other, if you don't see how evil people are, humans are, I don't know what it's going to take. When will you get on that straight and narrow and drop your anger? Let me go to Canada and talk to Kaylin, a first-time caller out of Canada. Kaylin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Kaylin.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I told your producer that I was going to ask you about marriage.
Okay.
I don't know. Just listening to you talk, I don't know. It is in a relationship. Yeah, when I don't know, it's like we're on two different planets. I look into this stuff, and my wife doesn't care about any of this stuff, and I'm kind of black-pilled and worrying about this stuff, and she's just like doesn't care. I don't know. When do you call it quits in a relationship?
Whenever you're ready to leave. Are you tired of your suffering?
Yeah, for like years. And like, we got kids.
How many kids you have?
Two.
Two. And how old are they?
6 and 9.
And why are you staying with a woman that will not obey you?
I did not.
Come back to your phone.
Okay, sorry.
Why are you staying with a woman that who would not obey you?
Social pressure.
What do you mean social pressure?
Well, a house, owning a house, equity in a house, money and kids.
Can't you sell the house?
Yeah.
Why don't you sell the house?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, it's just tough.
What's tough?
Oh, man, it's changing life when you've been with somebody for 20 years.
So yeah. You're with someone for 20 years that you've been in hell with for 20 years, and it's hard for you to come out of the hell?
Yeah.
And why don't you stop identifying with hell so you can come out of hell?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's telling me to. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, seeing your grandparents just tough through their shit and then end up happy when they're 80. You know, just toughing through. They went through the same shit, but it wasn't acceptable for them to divorce.
But they're not happy.
They weren't. They weren't for most of their lives, but in their old age, they ended up being happy.
No, they're still not happy. Even at 80, they're not happy. Your grandfather just gave up and let grandmama control him.
You're totally right. Yep.
And why do you call that happiness?
Oh, man, it's just the past. Wishing for things to be normal again.
They have never been normal, and they never will be until you take control of your own life and stop putting up with hell inside of you and inside of others. Then you'll be happy. You have never had happiness.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
What will happen to you if you decide, you know what, I'm going to take control of my own life. I'm not going to try to control this woman. I'm not going to look for her for love. She doesn't have it. I'm not going to try to get anything from her. I'm going to work on me and forget about her. What would happen if you did that?
I think I would lots of good things.
And so why don't you do that?
That's actually kind of the plan, is to divorce. And actually, I want to take a trip somewhere warm and just focus on me and try and get healthy.
Right. Don't be angry at her. Forgive your mother. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, probably not.
And you got to forgive your mother. Otherwise, you're going to find another woman just like the one you're with, who is just like your mother. And why don't you forgive your mother so God can forgive you?
Oh, man, I didn't know this was going to be that deep. Like, yeah, I don't know. My mother's like a crazy alcoholic.
What?
She's a crazy alcoholic.
Right. She's evil. And so because you're angry at her and have not forgiven her, the woman you're married to your mother. You're only attracted to what you hate. So in spite of her condition, you got to go, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can help yourself. Hey, father, I'm sorry, dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know you can protect me from my mother. She was your mother. You didn't know how to deal with her. And God will forgive you. And do the silent prayer and be willing to let everybody and everything go. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, along with nobody or nothing else, and you'll be fine.
I know that there's a 100% sure that there's a creator, but how do you know he's actually there?
You will know it when you start looking within and working on you. When you can see that you're wrong for having this anger and you go and forgive, you will know that he exists.
I know he exists.
But you don't know it. You know it because you heard about it. And you read about it, but you don't know it.
Yeah, that's totally right. Awesome.
So what I recommend, do what you want. From this day forward, you be honest with that woman, but don't argue with her. Don't try to make her change. Let her argue by herself. Don't argue with her. Don't argue with the devil in your mind. You start working on you, and I promise you, you'll see your way out of this situation.
Yeah.
That woman don't love you, and you don't love her. It's all hate, and it's always been hatred.
Yeah. I don't think it's always been hate, but there's never been, real love.
It's always been hate. If you don't have real love, you have nothing but hate. Anger is hatred. And sex is not love.
It's interesting hearing you talk to the last caller about demons and stuff. I don't think our society talks about that stuff enough.
That's what control all human beings. Human beings don't know that they are of the devil. They don't know that they are the devil and that they have been controlled by evil. They think they're in control, and it's not true at all.
Yeah. No, and especially, spirits. A gateway to let them into yourself, drinking.
And you let them in by becoming angry, and then they enter into your mind as a little kid, when you become angry, traumatized by your mother and father, especially your mother. You let them in, and then you start to identify with them, and you grow up thinking that they are you, not knowing you have identified with the devil, with evil.
Yeah. Ah, crazy, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's true. There's truth in it. And, it's crazy that most people are watch mainstream news, and they don't they think people that think like us are crazy when you bring stuff up like that, and they think that it's a fairy tale, but it's like the truth. And it's just crazy that more people don't get their news from BBC and CNN, who are just blatantly lying to them.
Yeah. And so and this woman you were, based on what you've said, she cannot see. So if she doesn't want to obey you, you just say, oh, okay. You work on you, and you let her suffer. Let her suffer and die. But you work on you, so you don't have to have her. You should only love God and put nothing or no one before that. And do the silent prayer. Are you familiar? Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
So you can see those thoughts. The light of God will bring you out of your imagination.
Okay.
And stop arguing. Don't argue with the devil anymore. She is the devil.
I wouldn't say that. She's the mother of my kids.
Yeah, the mother of the kid is the devil. And if you don't see that she is the devil and the devil is driving her, you're not going to be able to deal with it. You can pretend if you want, but it's still the devil. And she can't help it, just like you can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she can't help it. Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the devil. She's evil.
And she doesn't even get it. She doesn't even believe in that. I talk about religion or anything like that, and she, gets mad at me.
Hold on a minute. The treasure chest is now open on DLive, and I'll be right back in a moment. Hold on. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Christmas, baby, you showed been good to me. I said, Merry Christmas, baby, you showed been good to me. Amazing, Merry Christmas, y'all. It's a spiritual battle, folks. Whether you know it, accept it, admit it or not, you're suffering. And it be not because of you, but because you can't see. You're driven by evil, and you call it you. There are a few men and women who are starting to wake up and see that it's not them. And they are going and forgiving their mother. You ain't no way around it. You got to forgive your mother. Ain't no such thing as a good mama. You can hang that lie up, too. Well, my mother was good. No, she wasn't. You just identify with her and call it good. What the? Your mother ain't good. No such thing. And your father, you got to forgive, and God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive, and God will forgive you. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And then no Joel Friday today. Joel is out today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. So you can podcast Joel Friday. I mean, yeah, you can podcast. But no live show today. And then the women's forum tonight. Ladies forum tonight. The last one for the month, for the year. On Thursdays. Thursday. And the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today. 4 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go quickly back to Kaylin. So, Kaylin, do you understand you got to stop fighting with this woman and let her suffer in her own hell and you work on you? There's nothing wrong with reminding her that she's angry and she's evil. She needs to drop it. But you can't change her, and you have no obligation to stay with her.
Okay. She makes the wrong decisions every time, and she can go ahead and make some more wrong decisions.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't make her change. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. And you can't make them change. Leave them in their hell. God leave them there. Why shouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Thanks, Jesse. And amen. Thanks for that's one of my only positive mantras is amazing. Saying it the way you say it is fucking is awesome, and even my 6-year-old son says it.
Well, amazing,
amazing.
Nice.
That's awesome, man.
You're welcome. And stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Super chat. Super chat. There is one line open right now if someone want to jump in there. 888-775-3773. We're going to get back to your calls.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Jesse, Ryan from the Wednesday show was talking a lot but not saying anything. You need to have better control of your conversations. What a mess.
I don't remember, but okay, thank you.
He was interesting. Someone bought a coffee. Proverbs 28:26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool.
Yep.
But he who walks in wisdom will be delivered.
Deep.
What Jesse talks about is true. The mind is your enemy.
The mind is a terrible thing to save. Believe me, it's a terrible thing to save.
I like Proverbs 3:5 since we're Bible thumping.
Yes.
Maybe 3:5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Deep.
Nice.
So many things there to tell the people, don't listen to the devil, and they do it anyway.
Terrible.
It's like God said, don't judge, and to love one another. They don't do that. What the? Don't listen. Amazing.
Ryan bought a coffee towards the grant.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. We're going to let you know Friday, tomorrow, where we are with the grant, all right? And I really, really appreciate you guys and ladies helping us to get to the 50,000. Thank you so much.
Nice. So, Callis on Cash App, can the righteous judge the unrighteous?
Can the righteous can't judge and no one can judge? Nobody, no kind of way. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Cesar, 3 coffees. Thank you, JLP, for signing my 7 Steps book. I forgot to mention I wanted it signed, but you still did it. What the? I also received my All Thoughts Are Lies hoodie and waiting to receive my You're a Beta tee. Merry Christmas to everyone at Bond.
Right on. Thank you. We do sign all the books that go through that you order online from rebuildingtheman.com/store. And the 7 Guaranteed Steps, simple 7 Steps, are amazing. I highly recommend you get it, folks, by going to rebuildingtheman.com. A little pocket guide, too. If you want to start a business, or if you're in business, or you just have a job. Not just have a job, but have a job. And you want to learn how to enhance. All right? And it'll make for a great gift. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And if you order now, it should arrive by Christmas. If not by Christmas, by New Year. And you get 15% off right now. We have a sale, barn sale going on. 15% off. Amazing. rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. Thank you.
5 coffees from Chill and Lean towards the grant. Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gregatron, 3 coffees. Just something toward the 50 million. Merry Christmas.
Right on. I receive that. Thank you.
In the name.
All in the name. It's in the blood.
J-Mac bought a coffee. Jesus is king. God bless all of you.
Amazing. Thank you. And you're right. He is king.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. Morning, y'all. If you're black, good morning, you all. If you're white, Merry Christmas. Christmas tree emoji. Depends on whether you're Southern, actually. Picked up a rider today. Mother and son, they black. As we're driving, she requested to do multi-stop, which I had a queued ride already. I told her no. She got mad at me, I ended up kicking her out. I didn't want a bad rating. She threatened to call the police and continued to raise her voice. As they got out, she slammed my door and said, "People like you are deserve to be unalived." I wish her well. WWJD, what would Joelle do?
That what you get for picking up a black female. What the?
You got to discriminate. Just kidding. I disavow.
Nothing wrong with discrimination. Amazing. Thank you.
Sam Lemon's 5 coffees. Moaning Punchy and the Experts, my favorite band, BQ. Biblical question.
Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." What does that mean?
I'm assuming that it means the same thing people mean when they say that I, my father, and grandfather are one and the same. They also say things like, "Joy, boy, you just like that darn Sherman," my grandfather, or "boy, you just like that darn Gino," my daddy. And not only because we have the same physical features, but we have identical ways, mentality, and emotionally, attitude and sense of humor, demeanor and mannerism. For the blessed are they who keep my ways. Proverbs 8:32.
Amazing. Thank you. Keep it piffy, but thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Scientific consensus is an appeal to authority. Gabe is a low IQ, big smile beta.
Gabe, a mess. I'm trying to communicate with Gabe. I'm like, Gabe, calm down. And he tried to, he'd go right back into yelling. What the? You can't communicate like that. Have you ever been married and tried to communicate with your wife like that? Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Another Rumble rant from him, from Pastor Chatelet. Gabe claims he is a monkey. He almost has me convinced.
Monkey, monkey around, monkey, monkey now. Amazing. Thank you.
Louise, not Louis. Louise, with a Cash App. No message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
She almost had to correct me. Words worked. Bought a coffee. Because of time, what's wrong with the whites? I'm tired of them shooting up the place, blaming for why they aren't working. People like Clark bringing up race card Hank and his anger. What the? It's a mess.
What a mess. What's wrong with the whites?
Touche.
Thank you.
AJ bought a coffee. Happy holidays, everyone. Prove it. Laughing faces with tears.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
J Max says, Dylan, not sure who that is. Is a mega beta.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Are you talking about Matt Dillon? Mr. Dillon's sheriff?
I don't know.
Well, we can neither deny or confirm.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Chances are, though, per capita, people are betas. Tony bought our coffee. I could not believe my father was stealing on the job as road worker. But when I call home, all the signs were there. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, dun, dun, I don't know. I forget. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Someone bought a coffee. Biblical question and answer.
What? I mean, my father and I are one. What does that mean?
When Jesus said, I and the Father are one, he was giving the Jews the finger.
What? What? I love the Jews.
I almost stuck up my ring finger.
Ooh. That would really be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Mary wasn't watching.
Mary donated to Bond.
Or you didn't do it. Mary did?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Mary always does her.
Indeed, she does.
She really does. Thank you, Mary. I love you and I appreciate it.
Stephen, three coffees. Biblical question.
Jesus said, I and my son are one.
I think Jesus was saying that the God of Moses, who introduced himself as I am, is the same as Jesus' father. The God of Moses and my father are one, says Stephen.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Not a victim. 10 coffees, very generous. Hello, Jesse. I'm a Jew. Pay attention. Just joking. God bless you. I love the show. Been a fan for years. Got to say, though, the blacks always got a B word. B asterisk. TCH about something. Lord HEH blank double toothpicks. The Pope picked something and stick with it for heaven's sake. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. I feel my temperature rising.
He said, from the bottom of my heart, you made me the man I am today. Help, I'm a black man in a white body. Just joking. Sorry, Hake, I didn't keep it piffy. You're a freak. I had to skip some of it because it wasn't pithy, not a victim. And you were saying stuff that's edgy for language.
And he's a Jew.
But I think he's just joking, so I don't know.
Jews don't speak that way. What?
Indeed. Hannes, thank you, not a victim.
Thank you.
10 coffees.
Yeah.
Hannes, 10 coffees, too.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. Keep up the good work for the matching grant. Yesterday, a lot of nonsense spoken by women who called in about homeschooling. I and my siblings have been homeschooled and can definitely tell you the public schools are designed to traumatize children.
Yeah.
They lose their natural born ability to learn and have curiosity. I wanted to call in. I want to call in more about homeschooling and tell that cow how to eat the cabbage. Big smiley.
Well, you can definitely call in about homeschooling. I like homeschooling. I recommend homeschooling. I do not recommend public school.
I got smart in homeschool a couple of years there.
You look and find the right homeschool, you cannot go wrong.
Taiwana bought a coffee. I don't understand. You said the word friend was not real, but you said this week your friend, Roseanne Barr, made you a pie. Could you explain that? What the?
I said it consciously. You have to communicate, right? You can either communicate unconsciously and identify with it, or you can communicate consciously and not identify. Good question, though. Thank you. I understand that.
Very maverick. Hello, JC. I'm Shaw. Struggling with my identity as a biracial man. Do you think a man is defined more by his father's identity than his mother's?
You should not be identified by your race, color, period. Don't struggle with it. It's just a word. Don't struggle. Hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Thank you all so much. I got to get you some more calls here. Let me go to Cuba out of California. Cuba, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Cuba. What's up, Jesse? Can you hear me?
You go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to squash something in my mind.
Okay.
So Jesus, in Matthew 6, I think it's like somewhere around Matthew 6:36 or something like that, where he's telling his chosen few, why worry about tomorrow? Doesn't our Father clothe the ground with grass and the trees with fruit? Surely he'll take care of you too. You remember that?
Yes.
What the heaven was he talking about?
Why worry about something that doesn't exist? There is no tomorrow.
Okay. And see, I feel like I totally, deeply, like, I live that. And I've been doing it for a while now. I've mentioned to you before that I've refused money for all the work that I've done for the past, like, almost 15 years. And you tell me the same thing almost everyone else tells me. You can't live your life like that. You're living in a fantasy. You're not going to be able to get food. You're not going to be able to support yourself. You're not going to be able to have a roof over your head. And literally, since I started refusing money, I've had more money under my life. I've had more things under my life. I have 100 acres in a beautiful forest in California that was pretty much just handed to me.
Well, let me just say,
I can do whatever I want here.
If it's working for you, you stay with it. You know what I mean? Don't doubt it.
Right.
Don't let anyone, don't let me or anyone talk you out of it. If it's working for you, it sounds amazing.
It is amazing, you know, because, like, I remember your story about, you know, you asked God, all right, if you're real, you know, make it rain over here.
Yes.
And it started to rain.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
My situation with that was I was like, okay, God, if you're real, then that means Jesus is real, and that means what Jesus said is the truth.
Well,
and
let me ask you this, say this because of time, and then I want you to call me on this another time. Do you have a need to prove that to anyone?
I used to. It turned into that for a little bit because I started to gain a lot of resentment when I took that path because literally everyone was putting me down for it.
And they could be jealous of it, though. They could be jealous of it.
Totally jealous. The things I've heard, Jesse, you know, and I feel like, you know, Jesus said, why worry about tomorrow?
Yeah.
And so I stopped worrying about tomorrow.
Right on.
And I've talked to so many pastors and stuff about this, and they all say that I'm delusional. And the way I see it is
they
have never had the courage to actually live Jesus' words.
Cuba, I want you to call me tomorrow on this, but you live your life, and if it's working for you, you live your life. And don't worry about what anyone else thinks or says about it, all right?
All right. Well, on a good note to end, we had a therapy thing or a counseling on the phone like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
And I said that I was going to stop doing drugs and that and all that business. And besides one slip up, the entire time I've been sober, and I'm hoping to keep it that way. So
stay with it. Stay with it.
I just wanted to thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, buddy.
You stay with it too, Jesse.
I will. Call me tomorrow or whenever you can. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Colorado, Jose. Jose, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jose?
See, how you doing today?
All is well.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I was calling. I just first wanted to thank you for all the great work that you're doing. You know, you're really changing lives. And you know, I was calling because I forgave my mother, and I've gotten a completely different outlook on life. And you know, once I forgave my mother, I've been with my wife now for about 20 years. We have two sons together, and you know, I kind of telling her that, you know, her wife or her mother was imposing on her, and she had to forgive her mother. And, you know, I kind of called her mother evil. And, you know, ever since then, it's been a huge issue. And we've been together, as I mentioned, almost, you know, 20 years plus, got two kids together, and we're on the verge of getting divorced. And, you know, I'm kind of like in the verge of losing my family. And I thought we were in love. I mean, we've been together for so long. And it's just like her whole family has turned against me. My mother's upset at me. And it's like, you know, I'm kind of in a whirlwind here.
And your question for me is what?
I guess, what do I do in a situation where, you know, I'm going to lose my family for speaking how I feel and, you know, being raised as a Catholic and changing from Catholic to Christianity and like kind of like my whole identity. And I just feel like everybody's against me now. And my question to you is, you know, on the verge of losing my family and everything that I have for just basically speaking, changing my beliefs and what I, you know, who I am and what I do, like, because I feel like,
and your question,
everybody's turned their back on me.
And because of time, your question is what?
What do I do in a situation like this?
Do you love what's right more than anything else, or do you love them more than what's right?
I love what, right now, I used to love them, my mother, my wife, my children, her mother-in-law, but I love what's right now.
Then if you love what's right, wish them well, let them go, and you move on with your life. Because you're seeing now that they have never loved you, and if you are afraid to let them go, you have never loved them. And now you have a chance to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, and that's what happens when you, Christ came to separate the evil from the good. And so when you are now loving what's right, the evil ones are turning on you. And that's because they have never loved you. So be glad to see it. Wish them well and move on with your life. And work on you.
I appreciate that so much. Like I mentioned to you before, you're doing amazing work. You and the guys there at the at Bond. And, you know, I'm a big fan of you guys. And I appreciate it. I mean, I thought... what you've said to me is what I thought you were going to say, but I just want to stay in the right path. I've never been this devoted to like seeing myself like follow God and
right on
and being in the right path. So I appreciate everything that you're doing, your words, and everybody in your studio.
And don't argue with them. And you're welcome. And don't argue with them about it. They have a right to be against you. They all join the and build an army against you. They have a right to build their army. They're cowards. They have no love. So wish them well. Don't argue anymore. Don't try to convince anyone. You see your enemies now. You wish them well, but you stay with the silent prayer and just work on you. You'll be fine. Love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. And you'll be fine.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
Amazing.
I am out of time. What the? The women's forum tonight. It's going to be amazing. Ladies, I am really looking forward to tonight's meeting. And I have a way to see, but I'm still waiting to see. I'll see you tonight, ladies, for the last meeting for the year for Women's Forum on Thursday. Next year, let's start it again. But I'm out of time now. The Hate Report is coming up. No Joy of Friday today. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Get on that straight and narrow. Drop your anger. Drop your anger. Anger is evil. Anger keeps you away from the Father, from truth, from love, from God. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And watch. Just watch. You got to go through hell in order to enter into heaven. If you don't go through hell, you ain't going to get to heaven. The road to heaven leads straight through hell. Isn't that amazing? Maybe that's a t-shirt. The road to heaven leads through hell. Amazing. The Hate Report is coming up now. The guy with the good hair. I'll be back tomorrow, open line Friday. Brian out of New Orleans. Caleb, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. And somebody just dropped. And somebody calling in. I'll be back tomorrow, open line Friday. Have a good day, y'all. Heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by
waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything.